five, six, seven, eight.
Razzle Dazzle is a telling Chicago song that sums up the elaborate, splashy, and well-performed Phoenix Theater production of the 1975 musical hit that continues to be a huge New York moneymaker today in the 1996 revival that is one of the most successful and profitable shows in Broadway history. While the PT production entertains mightily in an eye-filling Michael Barnard staging that never flags for a moment as it generates energy, sparkle, and pizzazz, the staging falters on one small but significant detail that keeps this near-perfect Chicago from being a flawless smash. The show traces the lively competition between two entertaining murderesses, Velma Kelly and Roxy Hart. These loose women with no morals will do anything for bucks. When the pair attracts too many men, they just kill off any extras hanging around. Sent to a prison headed by matron Mama Morton, the pair must do time for their murders, but corruption makes the stay anything but tough. Add vagabond lawyer Billy Flynn, who will defend any prisoner for vast sums of money, as Velma and Roxy craft glorious vaudeville numbers that beguile and charm fellow prisoners. Where the PT production veers from perfection is that audiences must love Velma and Roxy, and while Kate E. Cook's long-legged Roxy is sung and danced almost as well as Broadway legend Gwen Verdon did in her final Broadway role, and Jenny Heinz is even better, danced and superbly sung Velma, rivals Cheetah Rivera's original interpretation, neither actress makes audiences care about these characters as the two original performers did so carefully. For the show to truly dazzle, you must adore and admire these bizarre women. Everything else about Barnard's production looks flawless as he remounts his successful 2003 Phoenix Theater production. Barnard even brings back Greg Jay's original scenic concept, complete with several revolves that keeps the action crisp and concise. Carrie Smith adds some wonderfully flouncy costumes recreating the late 1920s period lushly. Sam Hayes' snappy choreography is heavily inspired by Bob Fosse's original production, Alan Ruck's jazzy orchestra, and Dave Temby's superlative sound design allows none of the witty and clever dialogue to get lost. But this production's phenomenal success is attributable to Barnard's brilliant staging that makes the show entertain with remarkable sparkle. With the exception of Walter Belcher's miscasting as shyster lawyer Billy Flynn and Terry Summers' bland Mama Morton, the rest of the company is filled with snappy singers and dynamic dancers. Chicago earns 5 stars out of 5 and continues through October 4th. For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.